this is it. Yes, I'm in a bad situation, but I remember the king, I remember that position, and that's where I should be. Period. There's a mistake on here. Means that, again, don't think negative or positive. Negative and positive, they are both at the same step, yin and yang. I tell you, you give a falcon to that old lady, what will happen? Physically, the falcon will be miserable. Mentally, the falcon will remember that and he doesn't give a damn about all these pains. Yes?
The falcon, my spirit, will still weave 100 forms. The blow falls on a she-camel, not on Saleh. At a single awful breath that Saleh heaves, the back of the mountain will bring a birth, will bring to birth 100 such she-camels. My heart is saying, be silent and observe discretion. Otherwise, the jealousy will end the warp and woof of your existence. His jealousy has 100 hidden clemencies, else in one moment, it would consume 100 worlds. Kingly pride sees the place of admonition in him, so that he wrenched his heart away from the bounds of admonition, saying, I will take counsel with Haman, for he is the support of the kingdom and the pivot of power.
You see, it's the pivot of the power. That's why I'm going to him. He is the guardian of the kingdom. Yes?
The Lord's veracious witness was the counselor of Mustafa. Abu Lahab became the counselor of Abu Jahl. The homogeneity rooted in his nature drew him towards Haman so strongly that those admonitions became irksome to him. Cogener flies to Cogener with 100 wings and rives all bounds asunder in the fancy for him.
Ah, pity. Yes, this is it. Listen here. What did I narrate it for you? The good narration of Moses, blah, 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 blah. Then the advice of the lady who said, yes, this is fantastic. None of these will affect the Pharaoh. What? This is the problem. Pharaoh is inspired by pharaohship and other pharaohs. This is what it is. Everybody is looking for someone like himself or herself to get the advice, to be at the same level, in the same environment and all that. The animals talk to animals. And this special fellow I'm talking about, nobody is listening to them because no one is their kind. You should be their kind to understand that kindness. Here I explained it all, but at the end, that kindness, that will attract the people. Now listen, I have to explain it. Did you get it? No, not really, because it's a little bit tricky here. This is the deal. Rumi is offering you a deal in the name of Moses that forget the fellowship, you will get everything. Then he explained it to you. Now he said why your tendency is pulling you towards your vizier. But wait a minute, let's talk about this tendency. Because you don't know that you are attracted unconsciously to the people who are like you. That's what it is. Yes.
Story of the woman whose child crawled to the top of the water spout and was in danger of falling. Whereupon she besought help of Ali Murtada, may God ennoble his person. A woman came to Murtada and said, a child belonging to me has gone up onto the water spout.
Okay, this water spout, do you know what water spout is? Have you seen it? No. Okay. The old building style is with the clay. Okay. They put some beams, which are normally wood, then we'll cover it with something, then with the clay. Okay. And the top layer will be pressed. They have some roller that they roll on top of it to become hard, not to soak the water, to let the water go. All the water will be gathered in a slope, then we are at the edge of the building. What should we do? If you let this water will wash this edge and will ruin everything. The simplest stuff. We find a piece of wood or a big kind of bamboo. We cut it in half. Then you have a half cylinder stuff, right? You press one end of it in that clay underneath. This big will go underneath. This big is hanging out like that. And the water will drop from that. Did you get it? Or do you want the perspective of it like that? The children, they love it to go and like a horsey sit on that. One of the first accidents in my life is my brother did it and fell down and he broke his legs. And it was my fault. Because they said, he was sitting there and shouting, look at me, you didn't look. It took too long, so he fell. That's how it works. So, that's it. A baby is sitting on top of that. What should you do? Here, the lady is coming to His Majesty that this had happened. My baby is at the top of that stuff, and I don't know what to do. Yes, really.
If I call it, it will not come to my hands. And if I leave it, I am afraid it will fall to the ground. It is not intelligent that it should apprehend like us if I say, come to me and escape from the danger. Moreover, it does not understand signs made by the hand. Or if it should understand, it will not hearken. This too is bad. Many times have I shown to it the milk and the tent, but it always turns its eyes and a face away from me. For God's sake, since you, O noble ones, are those who give succor in this world and that other world, quickly apply the remedy, for my heart is trembling, lest I be torn painfully from the fruit of my heart. He said, take another child up to the roof in order that the boy may see his congener, and come nimbly from the water spout to his congener. Congener is ever in love with congener.
Ah, this is what it is. The same material is there. So that attraction is a factor. We don't know it, but unknowingly we are attracted to that. We have to pay attention. Yes?
The woman did so, and when her child saw its congener, it turned its face toward it with delight, and came from the ridge of the waterspout to the roof. Know that a congener attracts every congener. The child came crawling along to the other child. It was saved from falling to the ground below.
Okay, why all of this? To say what? To say, pay attention to this, that unconsciously, this attraction exists. The baby over there will look at this baby and will crawl to this baby and will be saved. This is the reason that, yes,
the prophets are of a human kind for this reason.
This is why the prophets are chosen to be human. Because that way we could trust them, we could be attracted to them, and they look like us. Yes.
That they, through the homogeneity, may be saved from the waterspout. Therefore he, the prophet, called himself a man like you, that you might come to your congener and might not become lost. For our homogeneity is a wondrous attractor. Wheresoever there is a seeker, his congener is attracting him. Jesus and Idris ascended to heaven, since they were homogeneous with the angels. Again, Harut and Marut were homogeneous with the body, hence they descended from on high. The infidels have become homogeneous with Satan. Their spirits have become disciples of the devils. They have learned 100,000 evil dispositions. They have sewed up the eyes of intellect and heart. Their least ugly disposition is envy, that envy which smoked the neck of
Buddha. I don't think envy we talked about. This is jealousy. And do you remember book one? Rumi said, there is nothing worse than this jealousy. Animal is jealous. What is bad about being jealous? Something good happens to someone else and you don't like it. You're sad. This is jealousy. Something bad happens to someone and you feel good. This is the jealousy. He will make you flip like this. To be happy about the bad situation for the people and to feel bad when they feel good, when they have something good, just because you don't have it. You cannot have everything. So anyhow, there is this, and you will do that. This is jealousy, so let's go to jealousy. But before that, do you hear what he is talking about? Now listen here. We are talking about a hidden attraction, which is attracting us towards the goodness, the beauty, just and justice, all of that, right? This attraction is not something that it happened by accident. It's everywhere. Because the global existence in time of Rumi, you couldn't get that. Everything exists because the small particles of the existence, they attract each other and they work together. This is what is attraction. And what will attract what? That's the tricky part. When it comes to the complicated stuff, the similarity is attractive. We shouldn't look for similarities. We should see the similarities, yes, but the good point is the differences. Because we are working together with our differences. Similar stuff, a pack of them, it's just a pack, it's not a system, it's not doing anything. The different stuff attracting each other and working together, this is what this is. This is why the prophets, the holy people, they look like human beings. Really, they are not, because they are at the other dimension of this. The other one should not die. Okay, she should live like the others. He has something more. That connection that we are talking, that thing that is missing. Here, let me talk about this jealousy again. Yes?
From those curves, they have learned hatred and envy. For he does not wish the kingdom everlasting to be granted to God's creatures. When he sees, on left or right, anyone perfect, colic comes to him, and pain arises from envy.
Oh, yes.